From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A major climate meeting at the United Nations today produced some strong words from some of the world's most important leaders, but no breakthroughs for a new global warming treaty. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The presidents of the United States and China addressed the Special Assembly of the United Nations. That was an important symbol that the world's two biggest contributors to climate change are committed to taking action. But neither Mr. Obama nor Chinese President Hu Jintao brought major new proposals to New York. And at the moment, the climate talks are stalled. Negotiators have hundreds of issues to resolve before the negotiations are supposed to conclude in December at a meeting in Copenhagen. French President Nicolas Sarkozy said he's tired of empty speeches and suggested a special meeting in November of the nations that emit the most global warming gases. Richard Harris, NPR News, New York.
President Obama also met today in New York with Israeli and Palestinian leaders and challenged them to do more in Mideast peace efforts.
It is past time to talk about starting negotiations. It is time to move forward. It is time to show the flexibility and common sense and sense of compromise that's necessary to achieve our goals.
The president met separately with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas before a conversation involving all three men. Half a dozen Mideast meetings last week involving U.S. diplomat George Mitchell failed to make any headway. The Senate Finance Committee officially began work on its health care overhaul bill, the last step before bills come to the House and Senate floors for votes. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The voting process in the committee is expected to take several days, but sharp partisan lines were already apparent in senators' opening statements. Committee Chairman Max Baucus stressed what the bill would do, even for those who already have health insurance.
No one should go bankrupt because they get sick. This bill would fix that.
But Chuck Grassley of Iowa, the panel's top Republican, said he still doesn't like the way the nearly $800 billion bill would be paid for over the next decade.
This bill has new taxes on everything from Q-tips to pacemakers and cancer screening to pregnancy tests.
Baucus actually added back several billion dollars in spending to the bill since its original unveiling in an effort to lower potential costs to middle-income taxpayers. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue is seeking a federal disaster declaration for his state following devastating floods. Officials are warning residents to wait until floodwaters recede before returning home. Another round of thunderstorms hit Georgia today, bringing several more inches of rain to the state. The storms are blamed for at least 8 deaths in Georgia and Alabama. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials rose 51 points. This is NPR News. Concern about a possible terrorism plot in the United States has prompted counterterrorism officials to send out a half dozen security bulletins in the past week. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston has the story.
The FBI and the Homeland Security Department have sent out advisories to local police departments and mass transit systems across the country, telling them to be extra vigilant. They've reminded stadium owners and big hotels of their vulnerability as terrorism targets. All this comes after the arrest of a 24-year-old Afghan immigrant in Denver on Saturday night. Officials say the man, Najibullah Zazi, may be a key player in a plot to attack domestic targets. Investigators found bomb-making manuals and backpacks and cell phones linked to Zazi and a handful of other men. Zazi's being held without bail for lying to federal authorities about some of the evidence they found. He allegedly told the FBI that he trained in explosives at an al-Qaeda camp. The concern is that he used his expertise to build bombs authorities have not yet been able to find. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
Honduran soldiers clashed with supporters of deposed President Manuel Zelaya outside of the Brazilian embassy in the capital, Tegucigalpa, today. Zelaya returned to the capital yesterday and took up refuge at the embassy some 3 months after the army forced him from power. The interim government has extended a curfew until 6 a.m. local time Wednesday. Zelaya has said he wants to speak with Roberto Micheletti, the president of the de facto government. Micheletti says that Zelaya will have to turn himself in before that can happen. Again in stocks, the Dow is up 51 points. The Nasdaq gained 8. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.